Over the last few weeks, the horror movie Deliverance has been trending all over social media. The movie is based on the supposed real Ammons haunting case, which occurred in Gary, Indiana back in 2011. On social media, many have been warning fans not to watch the movie because it could release demons or worse, open a portal to hell in your home. Others online claim that people should watch the movie because it demonstrates the power of Christ. Well, I decided to watch this movie for you guys to find the truth. To answer the question everybody is asking, will this demonic movie really open a portal to hell in your living room? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Deliverance movie. Let's get right into it. Something I have said many times on this channel is that Hollywood loves hiding the truth in plain sight. I have made several videos exposing Hollywood movies that openly hide the truth, movies that use real occult themes and consult real witches. This is not out of the ordinary for Hollywood, and I almost expect every movie to have this. To many, this new horror movie Deliverance doesn't just show the truth about demons and evil, it directly connects you to it. As many are saying on social media that watching this movie can open a portal to hell in your home. Many influencers are warning people that watching this movie is a bad idea, claiming that demons have attached themselves to this film.
Stay away from the Black Magic Deliverance movie on Netflix. So many people have said they got possessed after watching the movie, and it had a very weird vibe to it. Cast members went in hospital on set. A dog died and the producer died as well. This movie is based on a true story and it's horrific. Stay away from such demonic stuff, guys. Share this everywhere.
Lord, these folks still out here watching movies about demonic possession. Let me make this very clear. I am a scary movie connoisseur. And I ain't just talking about Thriller, just your basic run-of-the-mill scary movies. I used to be watching them Rob Zombie movies, The Devil's Rejects. When I was 10 years old, I was watching scary movies all the time. So, of course, when I heard that this movie, The Deliverance, was coming out, I was like, man, it's going to be a lot of people watching it, but I ain't going to be one of them. Because, see, the thing is, I did not play around with watching demonic possession movies. Not where you just blatantly know that the main character is possessed.
You want to know why?
I grew up in the Deliverance ministry. I'm from those roots, so I know how it plays out. I ain't got to see it in a movie. I saw it personally, firsthand. Imagine being 7 or 8 years old and you at church and your grandpa just all of a sudden say, yeah, it's a demon out there in the crowd. And then he points to a person and he tells all the deacons that he need to get everybody back in the church immediately because he's about to cast this demon out. And when he does, it's going to try to find someone else. See, I didn't have to see the Deliverance movie and I don't plan on watching it because one thing I do know is the Bible says you need to guard your ear and eye gates. If your ears and eyes are gates, that means they are passageways for things to come in and out of. What I'm not about to let happen is something demonic enter into one of my gates. See, I used to watch all this stuff when I was younger, and then you wonder why I always had to deal with demonic spirits running down the hallways, trying to open the door and get into my room and everything. Me not being able to fall asleep without Shekinah Glory playing on the radio because these demons keep trying to get in my room. So nah, again, I do not have to and I don't want to watch The Deliverance. Personally, I'm thankful to Lee Daniels for releasing the movie because hopefully this lets people know, like, this is real. This is not something to play around with. This ain't Hollywood. It's based on a real story. You got real life police officers saying that demonic activity was happening at the police station because of this family. You have doctors who will go on record to say it was some weird stuff that happened. This child was walking up the wall. We didn't have no way to help them. There's a lot of exorcists who say, like, we don't record when we do exorcism, but this stuff is commonplace to us. Seeing somebody crawl up the wall like a spider is common, but we don't record this stuff because it shines light on the demonic rather than trying to let people know that it's real. In some ways, it's like you're glorifying the demon, and that's all the demon wants is for you to just see how great I am. Oh, I can crawl up the wall. I can do all of this kind of stuff. I can make this person's head spin around like an owl. Plus, that demon wants to be glorified by doing all of these tricks. I know many of you have watched the movie or are going to watch the movie, but if you're going to do that, please make sure you anoint your head before you push play. I don't even recommend because you're opening a portal for things to come out of your TV into your house and you don't know what you're inviting.
As you heard for yourself, these people are saying that the Deliverance movie should be avoided, basically claiming that you will get possessed by watching this movie. This other poster claimed that he watched the movie and realized that it attacked him spiritually. So he decided to look further into the movie, and that's when he discovered that a lot of problems had happened on the set of the movie, so much so that they had to hire a pastor for the set.
Let me tell y'all one thing, you better stop playing with the spiritual realm and thinking movies is just movies and nothing can't jump out that screen, because you're going to find yourself in a lot of I'm not telling you what to do. I saw the movie. I wouldn't suggest you see the movie. What I'm telling you is this, that movie Deliverance, that is not a movie that you want to play in your house. That is not a movie that you want to play in your house. Let me say this to you again. That is not a movie that you want to play in your house. I came in last night, maybe around 1, 2, 3 maybe, and I put that movie on. And since young, I always loved me some horror movies. I love them. I watch them. I laugh at them. But let me tell you something. This movie right here is a little bit different. And the reason I say it's a little bit different, because it messed with my spirit. More so, today, I was sitting down and I'm like, let me watch that movie again. Because, you know, I like to go back and watch movies and see what I missed. And my spirit said, don't watch that movie in here again. Do not watch that movie in here again. Then I got to digging. And I see that the people who were making this movie were going through certain complications. I see that the people who were involved with this movie, some of the people passed away. I see that even Monique went through certain complications after making this movie. I see that they hired a priest to be on the set. Nah, man. Come on, man. You got to realize that these people are putting these things here for a reason. And once you realize that, you'll be good. Listen, you're an adult. You can do what you want to do. But I tell you this, I don't think it's the right move to watch that movie. Pay attention.
As you heard for yourself, this man claims that his spirit warned them to not rewatch the movie. Then he claims that he looked into the movie and found that bad things were taking place during the production of the movie. What he was most likely referring to was this video here of an interview the cast of the movie did to promote the movie. In this interview, the director of the movie, Lee Daniels, claims that bad things were taking place on set, claiming that his sister, who is in one of the scenes, was diagnosed with cancer not long after the movie. This was disturbing because the only scene she was in was the scene where she is receiving chemotherapy.
But you had like a religious kind of like person on set to do
deliverances. Yes. Yeah.
Talk
we
about
did
that.
Because I read the making of Exorcist, mm-hmm. The making of, what was that, Poltergeist. Things happen. And I was not going to let things happen on my set. And also, I needed it for me. And so we prayed and there's those of us that don't believe in prayer. There were those that don't. And it was still okay. I think, Glenn, we brought you in and we prayed. You prayed and had your first time sort of experiencing that sort of experience too?
Praying in a circle on a set?
Yeah.
Yes. With somebody, with a deliverer who spoke in tongues sometime?
Yes.
I thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
But you would say, okay, we're going to pray now. Anybody want to come? We're going to do it now. You know, yeah. So everybody knew what we were doing and could choose to come or not. And it didn't matter.
And I think that we needed it. It was needed.
It was needed for the storytelling too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's deep, dark stuff and you've got to have some kind of release and you got to have a safe space.
And even that, there were still things that happened on set that was it. My sister is in every movie that I've ever done as my good luck charm. And she was in a scene with Glenn in the chemo scene is the one that sort of gave her attitude in the chemo scene. Girly.
Yes, girly. We love her.
And 2 days later, after being in the chemo scene, she was diagnosed with a lung cancer. Literally. My dog died on the set. She was spraying the demon out.
A fire extinguisher.
It backfired in her face. It could have put her eye out. Yeah, and that's with all the prayer that we have.
As you heard for yourself, Lee claims the movie was haunted, claiming this is the reason he hired a pastor to be on the set and pray in between scenes. Now, no one actually passed away like the influencer claimed, but the director's sister was diagnosed with cancer after being in a chemotherapy scene. I can't lie, if this is true, this is truly disturbing. After hearing all of this, I still felt I needed to watch this movie to see for myself. I decided I would do what I always do when I make all of these videos, pray for protection, as there is nothing spiritually God can't protect me from. So me and D decided to watch the movie in order to be able to make this video properly. For those who didn't watch the movie and don't want to see it, let me give you a quick breakdown. Spoilers are ahead for anyone planning on watching this film. The movie is supposed to be about the real Ammons haunting that took place in 2011. In the movie, the story is about a woman named Ebony, her mother, and her 3 children moving into a home in Indiana. While Ebony was dealing with a serious alcohol issue, her mother was also battling cancer. Once they moved into the home, a lot of strange, unexplained things started to happen. The first thing that happened was a dead cat ended up popping up out of nowhere in front of the home, and then ended up in the basement. While this is happening, Ebony's youngest son starts sleepwalking around the house and ends up outside. The strange incidences keep on happening, as not long after, Ebony finds her son talking to himself. When she asked him who he was talking to, he replied to his friend Dre. A couple of days would pass, and then things kept on getting worse. During a party hosted by Ebony, she found her son appearing to be sleepwalking again, making his way to the basement. She then puts him to bed, and then he makes his way downstairs and begins to bang his head against a wall in a trance. Ebony sees this and snaps him out of the trance, and then sends him to his room. Not long after this, Ebony's mother and children get attacked by demons, which causes Ebony's mother to pass away. This leads to Ebony's children becoming possessed, with the youngest son becoming fully controlled by the demon. Eventually, Ebony has a meltdown and her children are taken away by CPS. This is when Ebony is met by a pastor who tells her the house she moved into was haunted, claiming that demons had previously possessed a past family that lived in the home, causing the mother to take out her own children. The pastor then tells her that in order to save her children, she must allow her to perform a deliverance on her children. Meanwhile, in the hospital, Ebony's youngest child was strapped into a bed and then was seen by a CPS worker removing his restraints and managing to walk backwards, climbing up a wall in front of the social worker. This is when Ebony decides to kidnap her son in order to allow the pastor to perform the deliverance ceremony on him. Ebony and the pastor began the ceremony on her child, which made the demon take the form of her mother. The demon then ends up overpowering the pastor, taking her out and attacking Ebony next, with the demon eventually getting the upper hand on Ebony, attempting to take her out. This is when Ebony calls out to Jesus, who casts the demon back to hell. The movie then ends with Ebony driving off with her children. Now, like I already stated, the movie was inspired by the Ammons haunting case, which was about the demon house and the haunting of LaToya Ammons. It's important to note that the movie isn't an accurate representation of the Ammons haunting case at all. It seems to just have borrowed the basis of the story and then added the Hollywood treatment to it. The real Ammons case is different in a few ways. LaToya, her mother, and her kids did move into a home that they claimed was haunted. According to LaToya, the strange hauntings began with black flies swarming their porch. She then goes on to claim that the strange occurrences escalated, with strange noises being heard around the house, eventually spotting a shadowy figure in the living room. She claims that this shadowy figure left a footprint on the ground. LaToya's mother also claims she was choked by an unknown presence. LaToya also claims that her 12-year-old daughter was seen levitating out of her bed while her friends were over at the home having a sleepover. According to LaToya, after praying, her daughter fell out of the sky onto the ground. LaToya also claimed that her youngest son ended up becoming possessed, with his eyes rolling back in his head, while he claimed he was going to take his mother out. Eventually, LaToya reached out to the children's doctor for him to examine her children. He ended up visiting the family's home on April 19, 2012. The doctor reported that LaToya's children were acting delusional. This led to the doctor calling the police on LaToya for the conditions he found the kids in. This is when officers arrived at the home and called the Department of Child Services, who began an investigation on LaToya and her children. Her children were eventually taken to the hospital under the orders of the social worker. The social worker believed her children were just playing along with the mother, who they believed was just making all of this up. While the children were at the hospital, it was reported by the New York Times that the youngest boy was seen walking up a wall backwards. This led to a huge interest in the story by the public and eventually led to more police officers going by the house, with police captain Charles Austin, who confirmed he believed in the supernatural, claimed to have witnessed shadowy figures in the home when no one was there.
Speaking of deep, mysterious voices,
you in there?
Those are the chilling words Captain Charles Austin will never forget. The 36-year veteran of the Gary, Indiana Police Department had just finished investigating strange occurrences in the house and was in his patrol car talking on the phone when he says something bizarre happened.
All of a sudden, while I'm involved in this conversation, the AM/FM radio went to static and turned up very loud. And it said, "You in there?" And the person on the phone say, "What the hell was that?" And I said, "I don't know."
What was your reaction?
I was in shock.
While two cops are talking in the basement, someone can be heard saying, "Hey."
Eventually, LaToya claimed that she had enough, deciding to hire a reverend to perform an exorcism on the family. The reverend agreed to interview the family and concluded an exorcism needed to be done. He then performed three exorcisms on the children and one on LaToya. After this, LaToya claimed the haunting stopped and that she ended up moving to Indianapolis, never experiencing anything supernatural again. As we can see, this is a very different story from the movie. For example, the mother didn't pass away at all. She wasn't taken out by a demon like the movie claims. Second of all, the reverend they hired to do the exorcism didn't pass away while doing the exorcism like they showed in the movie. The scene of the demon transforming her youngest son into the grandma was also made up. So was the last fight scene between Ebony and her demon-possessed son. It was also completely made up. Most of the movie was made up and didn't actually happen at all. While many people believe in the Ammons haunting case as an an authentic supernatural situation. There was also many others that debunked this to be a hoax. The children's doctor, Jeffrey Unuku, had been skeptical of the entire incident and failed to witness any paranormal incidents. He actually wrote in his notes that the family was delusional and claimed ghosts were in their home, also claiming that they were having hallucinations. According to the doctor's reports, the supposed levitation of her daughter was in fact described by the mother that something raised her daughter up off the bed and snatched her off the bed, which to the doctor implied that the girl simply threw herself upwards onto the ground and not levitated. Now, with the boy walking up the wall incident, it was also noted not to be completely true, as the New York Times failed to mention that the boy's grandmother was in fact holding his hand the entire time, which allowed the boy to push himself up against the wall and walk up it. The landlord of the home also claimed that there was no supernatural experiences before the Ammons moved in, and none were reported after either, with the landlord claiming that LaToya made up the haunting and then used it to not pay her rent. A skeptical investigator who investigated the entire situation concluded that it was all a hoax made up by the mother to avoid accountability, as she had previously had issues with Child Protective Services for her children's irregular school attendance, as they missed way too many days of school. Even the social worker assigned to the case believed it was all made up by LaToya and that her children were just playing along to satisfy the mother, as the oldest boy seemed to be completely normal throughout the entire time he was with CPS. Now, it's up to you to believe LaToya's story or not. While I do believe in the supernatural, and I do believe demonic forces exist, I do not believe the Ammons haunting case is a real instance of it. In my opinion, it seems to be a story with a lot of holes in it. But again, that's just my opinion after investigating this story. If you believe LaToya's story, that's your choice, and I respect it. But to me, this just doesn't seem legit. Now, when it comes to the movie, will watching it cause a demonic portal to open up in your home? Well, no. I watched the movie and no portal was opened in my home. Now, should you watch this movie, though? No, not because it would create a portal in your home, but because it's a movie about demons and the occult. In my opinion, it's also a terrible movie that seemed rushed and pointless. I expose so many movies on here that hide real witchcraft and occult themes all the time. What this movie did was normalize the occult, just like most movies out of Hollywood. If you avoid watching this movie, do it because of that, because we shouldn't indulge in anything that has to do with the occult. You shouldn't watch or support any of these movies made by these occultists promoting the occult in any way. Now, when it comes to Lee Daniels' claims about evil things happening on the set of the movie and hiring a pastor, to me it's completely rubbish. This was his way to market the movie and help it do better. Lee Daniels brought up the Exorcist movie and the strange occurrences that happened with the set of that movie.
Did, because I read The Making of Exorcist. The Making of, Poltergeist? Yeah. And things happen.
The only thing is, the Exorcist movie used a real skeleton in the production of the movie. This movie, on the other hand, had nothing connecting it to the real demon house at all. The demon house was actually demolished after a paranormal investigator bought the house in 2014 for $35,000. He quickly turned the house into a reality show and then demolished it in 2016. In the Ammons haunting case, LaToya claimed that the house was what was haunted by demons. This deliverance movie wasn't filmed at the actual home because it had already been demolished, which means nothing paranormal was attached to the production of this film. Lee Daniels was just trying to build up buzz for the movie. One thing I will say is that as a follower of Christ, I had no fear watching this movie at all. I know that not a single demon can take on my Lord and Savior. I honestly watched this movie and felt that it was comical to even take seriously, as I know for a fact, God protects me every day from any type of spiritual attack of any kind. These demons are afraid to come close to God's children. The only part of this movie that I agree with is that Jesus can get you out of anything as long as you have faith. Now, will watching the Deliverance movie open up a portal in your home? No, it won't. But you still shouldn't watch it, as it's not that good of a movie and it's not a real story. If you believe the Ammons haunting case, I understand why, because demons do exist. But to me, this just doesn't seem legit. I want to know what you guys think below. Did you watch the movie? Do you believe something spiritually is up with this movie? And are you going to avoid it at all costs? Let me know your answers below. Well, that's it for this one. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.